Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. You're invited to join us on air, asking your questions by calling in on the local rate phone numbers in the UK and the US, which can be found on ldnradio.org. Thank you for joining us. Today our guest is Dr. Tom O'Brien, and I'm sure all of you will have known him from the Betrayal series, so it's going to be a very exciting programme. This show is sponsored by Dr. Tom O'Brien, who is the founder of www.thedoctor.com, that's DR. He is an internationally recognised speaker and workshop leader, specialising in non-celiac gluten sensitivity and celiac disease. He hosted the Gluten Summit, A Grain of Truth, produced the documentary series Betrayal, The Autoimmune Solutions They're Not Telling You, and wrote a book called The Autoimmune Fix. We have a message from Jill, who says that she's a huge fan of you and she thought your documentary series was great. And she says the series talked about halting autoimmune disorders naturally, which was fantastic, and thank you so much for making it. But how often do you see patients who do all the recommended lifestyle diet modifications and still can't turn off their autoimmunity? How long should a person try lifestyle changes before giving in and taking an immune suppressant drug like CellCept? I ask this because I work so hard for 15 years doing all the things and I'm not yet in remission. I take 3 milligrams of LDN and get IVIG every 28 days for autoimmune, autonomic neuropathy.
Autonomic neuropathy.
Yeah. And I'm not winning this fight. Is there a point at which you'd recommend I give in and take an autoimmune suppressant like CellCept?
That's a really good question, Jill. That's an excellent question. And the answer is you never give up. You never give up. Now, you take the medications that are required so that you can function and slow down the deterioration. And you use your doctors for that, and you ask questions so to make sure they're recommending the right medication. I don't know if that's the right medication for you or not with your specific symptoms, but it's in the category. That medication is certainly in the category. And so you take the medications as low a dose as you need so that you can function and slow down the progression of this thing, but you also keep searching, where's it coming from? Where's it coming from? There has to be a trigger. Is it gasoline or kerosene that's causing the weak link in your chain, your nervous system, to have this condition? Is it accumulated chemicals inside your own body? Very common. I've had a couple of patients with autonomic neuropathies, that it was heavy metal accumulation that had accumulated over many, many years. Lead or mercury, could be arsenic. For those people that go gluten-free, which is a good thing to do, but for those who go gluten-free, they start eating a lot of rice. So much of the rice in our world today is loaded with arsenic. And so they get arsenic poisoning, which can be a huge irritant to your nervous system, causing the inflammation of your nervous system. So you need to find out, where is the trigger coming from? And it sounds like you've been studying that for 15 years. Kudos to you. And my message would be, stay there, stay in the game and do the medication so that you can function and slow down the progression of this thing.
Well, thank you very much. We have another question here, and it says, Dr. O'Brien, I'm a healthy, active 51-year-old male, and I have Hashimoto's. I'm currently taking Armour 300 milligrams a day. I was diagnosed 3 years ago with an antibody test. Further, I have been gluten-free for a year, and I'm also taking 4.5 of LDN nightly. My challenge is this. Day to day, I have essentially no symptoms of Hashimoto's and feel great. However, when I exercise moderate to heavy, I become very dehydrated overnight and wake up groggy with brain fog and fatigue, sometimes lasting most of the day. LDN seems to have moderated this exercise response, but it's still in my life. I live in an altitude where dehydration is common. My symptoms seem to disappear at sea level or are greatly moderated. I've seen numerous doctors regarding this phenomenon, but none have been interested in helping me, mostly since they don't know what to do about it. What's your insight, please? This is from Eric.
Really, really good question. Really, you're a functional medicine practitioner's dream patient. I love, I'm often referred to as a Sherlock Holmes. I love working with people like this, that they're willing to do what it takes and they're knowledgeable and they're applying the principles. So the first thing I would do is I would do a proper test for gluten sensitivity. I know you're gluten-free, but I would do the test. You'll find it on my website at thedr.com. It's called the Wheat Zoomer test, to see if what you're doing is working. Or do you still have elevated antibodies to wheat? We assume that our protocols work without checking to confirm that they're working. So I would look to see, where's the trigger? There has to be a trigger for your condition. Now, when you exercise, that you have these symptoms afterwards just means that when you accelerate a little your car on the freeway, you start going a little too fast and the car starts not functioning so well, and so you drive slower. And as we age, that would require going slower and slower and slower. In other words, you're crossing a threshold. When you exercise, you're crossing a threshold. It shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is for you right now. So the question is, what's the emergency brake that's holding your body back? What is it that's taken you to this edge that if you go over the edge, you fall over the waterfall down into the pond? What is it? I don't know what it is. You know, you have to explore that with a functional medicine practitioner. But that's the line of thinking. Take a step back and find a practitioner that can help you with that, to explore and see, where is this coming from? What is it? So the first thing I would do, if you were in my practice, would be I'd confirm that what you're doing is working and that you do not have elevated antibodies to any of the peptides of wheat, just to make sure that what you're doing is working. Then we'd go into what other toxins might be in your body. What is it? Perhaps you're sensitive to dairy, and it manifests by impacting on your mitochondria. That's your energies, your powerhouses in every cell. It's called the mitochondria. And when you push too hard, you just run out of gas. And so maybe it's a mitochondriopathy. I mean, there's something wrong with the mitochondrial function. Don't know what it is, but you need a practitioner who can explore that with you.
Wonderful. Thank you. We'll just go to another quick break and then we'll get back to some more questions. The LDN Research Trust has its own forum, which can be found forum.ldnresearchtrust.org or via our website. The forum is divided into sections, so it's easy to navigate and find what you're looking for. You can share your experience, ask questions, keep a journal, etc. Unlike Facebook, the posts are always easy to find and don't get buried. We have a private medical professionals only section. To find out more, please email me, linda@ldnrt.org. This show is sponsored by Dr. Tom O'Brien, who is the founder of www.thedoctor.com, that's DR. He is an internationally recognised speaker and workshop leader, specialising in non-celiac gluten sensitivity and celiac disease. He hosted the Gluten Summit, A Grain of Truth, produced the documentary series Betrayal, The Autoimmune Solutions They're Not Telling You, and wrote a book called The Autoimmune Fix. Okay, welcome back. And we'll get on with the next question, which is from Jen. And she says, I've read your book, The Autoimmune Fix. I noticed that in your book, you focus a lot on the autoimmune spectrum and how to reverse them when they're just developing. I understand that you're trying to prevent people from getting a full-blown autoimmune disease, but it's really hard to tell when you're developing, or at least in my case, I would never have imagined I was at risk. My question is that, can a person who has already has a full-blown autoimmune disease, and how can it be reversed or halted?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and I don't know, maybe thousands of cases in the literature of reversing autoimmune diseases. Yes, and the how do you do that? Well, read the book, but you read the book, that you're asking the question. What you have to do is take a step back from being caught in the symptoms to look at what happened upstream. Was it that I had multiple doses of antibiotics as a child and as a teenager for acne? So first as a child for ear infections, and then as a teenager for acne, more antibiotics, and now I'm in my 30s and I have Crohn's disease, which is a disease of the intestines. You have to look back and see, where did all this come from? Or what might be contributing to this? What fell into the stream that eventually went downstream and fell over the waterfall? There's no answer. There's no one answer. There's no one magic pill. LDN is a marvelous, marvelous medication to use, but it's not the answer. It's just a good tool to reduce symptoms and bring function back again. But for most people, if they stop the LDN, what happens is some of their symptoms come back. That's because there's a mechanism underneath that's being calmed down by the LDN without side effects, which is so marvelous. I mean, I'm so much in favor of using that medication, but I want people to understand it is not a godsend to reverse autoimmunity. It is a godsend to reduce symptoms and bring function back again, but the underlying mechanisms still have to be addressed. And Jen, in your case, I don't know what the triggers are for the symptoms that you've noticed, but we, time and time again, first you do the test, it's called a predictive autoimmune test. You look for the antibodies to your own tissue and you see, oh my gosh, I didn't know that I've got elevated antibodies to my brain. I mean, I had the elevated antibodies for the same disease that Linda contracted. I had elevated antibodies to myelin basic protein. That's what causes MS. When I was 44, I had this, and I had two other antibodies elevated in my brain, attacking my brain. And that's what woke me up to this whole thing. And now I've done the test twice since then, and it's negative now both times. The antibodies are all calmed down because I learned, in my case, what was it that was throwing gasoline on the fire? We all have to learn as individuals what it is that's happening inside our own bodies. There's no sure cure for everybody. LDN is as close as a carrier of relief, I guess I could say it that way, for so many different conditions with very, very little side effects, if any at all. It's a marvelous tool, but it's a tool for symptom relief. And what we have to do is look at where is all this stuff coming from. We can't forget to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a question from Alison, and she says, I was diagnosed with relapsing and remitting MS in 2011. My motability had gradually worsened. For 2 months, I've been on a gluten, wheat and dairy-free eating plan. I detoxed before I started. I avoid plastic contamination with all my food and drink. I've noticed small improvements, but I'm curious, do I continue to take the LDN or do I try to minimize all drugs and stop taking it? Please, can you help?
Well, that's a really good question. Kudos to you for the action steps you're taking. It'll take a minimum of 6 months before I would recheck your gluten antibody panels to make sure that you're eliminating all exposures to that. You won't see a difference in the blood test for at least 6 months. That's safe. If you do them earlier, you're going to waste your money. In terms of the LDN, you speak with the physician that prescribed it to you. I don't know of side effects of great concern with taking LDN. I just don't know of any. So I don't know that there would be a problem for you to continue with it. LDN, along with powdered nystatin, are two medications that when patients are taking those, they don't bring a lot of alarm to me. I'm not concerned about the potential side effects of those two medications, and they have great benefit for different conditions, but they have great benefit in many, many cases. So that doesn't alarm me, but you always want to go back to the physician that prescribed the medication to you to get guidance. Now, you may bring them information that you've learned, but you go back to that person. So, and with your specific condition, a good friend of mine, Dr. Terry Walls, W-A-H-L-S, and Dr. Walls was in Betrayal in episode one, talking about the immune system, and she completely reversed her MS, and she's a brain neurophysiologist, and everything she did not work until she changed the way that she thinks about it, and she started addressing her diet. So I would get Dr. Walls' book. She wrote a book about her experience, and she'll give you a lot of good information and avenues to take a look at and see if they relate to you. That's Dr. Terry Walls' book. It's called The Walls Protocol.
Lovely. We'll move on to the next question because we're not going to get through many more. It says, "Hello, Dr. Tom. I have followed you for what seems like forever. Because most of us have inflammation with autoimmune, even if we have managed to proactively to bring CRP levels down to a normal lab range, we know it's still too high. This can lead to low sodium, iron and low transferrin saturation because our body recognises the inflammation synchronizer, our iron into ferritin storage levels, our cells function on very little. Active B12 uptake on tissues can also be compromised by autoimmune, leaving it high in the blood and not available. Can LDN still safely and effectively be taken with a low messed up B12 function or nerve damage symptoms and anemia of inflammation? As all this seems to now to be the only way to bring inflammation down and restore normal bodily functions."
Good. This person has done their homework. They've been researching this for a while. Good for you. Two things I'd be concerned with. Well, the first one, can LDN be safely taken? As far as I know, the answer is yes. But I would certainly check with your prescribing physician in your case. I'm not recommending any medications to you in an interview that, you know, I would not be hesitant personally to review the case. If you were in my practice, from what you've told me, I would not hesitate to give you LDN, but I don't know that it's right for you. So first I have to give you that answer. Mm-hmm. Then I'd be looking at your gut, and I'd be looking at your microbiome. What is it about your gut that's contributing to this inflammatory cascade you have and your altered iron capabilities and ferritin function? And I think I just have a hunch you're going to find it in your microbiome. And there's a test, the type of test that you would want to do is something similar to the test that's on our website. It's called the GUT PAC, P-A-C, G-U-T-P-A-C. When you look at that test, and there's a link, you can click on it and read more about that test, have your doctor order a test like that and get that test done. I think you'll find that there's some type of an imbalance in your microbiome that's substantial and that you can address and begin to reverse some of the intestinal dysfunction it sounds like you have.
Okay, last question, because I want to talk about your book. This is a question from Adrienne, and she says, "I've watched your autoimmune disease series, and I've bought your book, The Autoimmune Fix, and I've read the recipe part, and have carried on with the no sugar, gluten, or dairy as well, which is amazing." And she's done that for 6 weeks now. But so far, she's found little or no progress apart from losing weight, which she said she needed to do. She's a 68-year-old woman and she's had MS for over 40 years. Has she left it too late to halt or reverse the disease, or has the horse already bolted out of the stable?
I'm sorry, did you say she's had MS for 40 years?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the horse is bolted out of the stable, but you need to corral the horse. You know, you need to get a rope and lasso that horse and get him back in the stable. I'm glad to hear that your physiology is changing. Your physiology is changing because you've been losing weight, and it's not because of counting calories, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. The things you're doing, good for you for doing those, but there has to be a trigger that, actually not, there may not be a trigger that's causing more inflammation. There may be, there may not be, you have to do some testing to find out, am I still inflamed? The likelihood is you are. But you may not be. It may be that the nerve damage is just so substantial that it takes a long time to regenerate nerves. Every cell in your body regenerates, every single cell. You have a whole new body every 7 years. Some cells regenerate every 2 to 3 days, the inside lining of your gut, every 2 to 3 days. Some cells are very slow, like brain cells, central nervous system cells, heart cells. They're very slow to regenerate. And so that's why MS is such a difficult one, is that, you know, everybody wants to be a 10 in life, you know, perfect function. Everybody does. Well, right now, your central nervous system may be functioning as a 3.2. And I'm going to make it up, but it sounds like MS for 40 years and the symptoms are not getting better. I'm going to make up a number, 3.2. When that cell reproduces, it reproduces as a 3.2. It doesn't reproduce as a 10. Although the genes are there for a 10, it reproduces as a 3.2. If the lifestyle that caused the degeneration continues and you have more inflammation, you start functioning as a 3.1. That cell reproduces as a 3.1. If the lifestyle continues, you start functioning as a 3.0. That cell reproduces as a 3.0. But now, you change your diet, you change your lifestyle, you get rid of the inflammation, you're feeling better. It's slow, but you're feeling a little better. You're functioning as you have your 3.0. All of a sudden, you're functioning like a 3.3. That cell reproduces as a 3.3. And then a 3.4 reproduces as a 3.4. And it goes to 3.6, 3.8, 4.2, 5.1. All of a sudden, 6 months, a year later, people say, you look really good. What are you doing? You look different. Mm-hmm. And you feel the same because you're still suffering because your nerves have been so damaged, but you're functioning better. So you look for those little signs. So you, in a case like yours, you have to look at what's the diet and nutrition that supports rebuilding brain and central nervous system tissue. And I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. That's my new book that I'm working on right now, is on the brain and the central nervous system. That's next. And so you look for all of those things, and you make sure you put those nutrients into your lifestyle, and you reduce the triggers that pull on the chain so that you're functioning as a 3.4 and a 3.5 and a 3.6 and a 3.7, and it's called an anabolic growth pattern. You're building healthier, stronger tissue. So absolutely keep doing what you're doing. Lasso that horse so it doesn't run away further. Make sure all your inflammation markers are down in normal ranges, and then just know you're dealing with damaged tissue that's going to regenerate. And is it going to regenerate the same? Is it going to regenerate worse? Or is it going to regenerate better? So the goal is it regenerates better, higher function.
Well, I think that's going to give everybody hope who's listening, who's got something wrong with them, how you can improve it slowly, slowly. That's very helpful. Thank you. And we have literally 4 minutes now to talk about the autoimmune fix book.
Okay. Well, thank you. The book is my 35 years in practice and these concepts. And the purpose of the book is to give you comfort with taking a step back from your body lying on that table with the symptoms that you currently have, because we're so enmeshed in our bodies, we think, oh, I'm an MS patient, or I'm a diabetes patient, as opposed to I'm a person whose body currently has diabetes. And so we need to take a step back. And Einstein said, and this is so relevant with our world today as it's decaying and dying off so quickly, Einstein said the level of problems we've created today cannot be solved with the same level of thinking that created the problem. So you have to shift how you think about your problems, your health problems, in order to solve them. You can't solve them with the same level of thinking that allowed the problems to develop. Well, I'll go a little gluten-free, you know, I'll have a little of something once in a while. You have to change the way that you think. And so the purpose of the autoimmune fix is to give you the background information so that it makes sense to you that this mechanism is probably the trigger that set you off. And then now you start the journey. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. So you take one step. And every week you take one step. There's a display in the Museum of Science in Florence, Italy. It's a round marble display with a glass dome on it. And it's Galileo's finger. And Galileo, in his will, bequeathed that all of his inventions could be on display for all of posterity, as long as they also displayed his finger. And you can read the story behind that. You go to Amazon and type in Galileo's finger, and there's two books on it. But that one finger, that one thing, I show that picture in many of my lectures. That
I've
one
seen
thing,
it.
And I use that for 1 hour. 1 hour a week. You're going to spend time looking at how do I regenerate nerve cells if you have a nerve-related problem? Or how do I regenerate healthier blood vessels if you have a blood vessel-related problem? And just take 1 hour a week so you don't get overwhelmed by it. 1 hour a week to read a little something, to follow a lead. In 6 months, you've got this down. You really understand it. So maybe it's you're going to read The Autoimmune Fix, and it's a book that's very, very thick in information. I tried to make it user-friendly, but there's so much information. It may be that you read 1 hour a week from the book or something like that. But you just stay on the path and don't try to absorb it all at once and find the answer. You're not going to find the answer. The answer is to change the way you think. And that's the goal of the book. And if you order the book at my website, thedr.com, don't spell the word doctor out, just dr, thedr.com. You'll see the link there for the book. It takes you to Amazon to get the book, but when you go through the website, we give you a bunch of handouts that you can download to go along with the book. So you get the book at Amazon, but then you also get the handouts. And when you read that book, my goal is that you have a deeper understanding of, wow, I had no idea. This is what my body's going through. Okay, this is a journey. All right, I'm on the path now. All right, what's the first step?
Let's see. I'm going to have to stop you, Tom. I'm really sorry, but we've run out of time.
That's all right.
It's been absolutely amazing, and we'll have to get you back another day, and we'll find out more, and we'll answer some more questions. So thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, everyone, for attending.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.